Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, we've been playing adverts of some, you know, celebrities like Brian Steele from Bristol Carpets. From Half Price Suites.
Hello, I'm Brian Steele from Bristol Carpets, and I'm here to tell you about our January sale. We're definitely having one.
Yeah. Right. Okay, harmless, right?
Yeah, all of them.
I have found the most scary advert ever, which has been on air in America. I want you to listen to this.
Hi, folks, this is Don from Don's Guns, where the Second Amendment is live and well. I'm standing in the rental department. Want to shoot a 50 caliber Desert Eagle? Want to shoot a Glock? Want to shoot a high-powered rifle? You can rent them. They're $10 to rent. That's all it is. Come on in, rent the gun of your choice, because I don't want to make any money, folks. I just love to rent guns.
That really scares me. That man is crazy.
That's just weird.
I know. I mean, I don't want to get into a serious debate about this, but you can understand why things might be a little bit scary over there if people like him have gun shops.
That's a true advert from America.
Absolutely. When we've only got Big John from Corelia Cars.
Oh, it's me, Big John from Corelia Cars.
He's not going to hurt anybody, is he? Listen to his voice.
I just love to rent guns.
Isn't that disturbing?
That really scares me.
We're going to put that on our pages online. I think it's up there right now. It is up there now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you watch it, it's even scarier.
I don't want to make any money, folks. I just love to rent guns.
Have a look at the homepage now on my pages.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Got your email?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I've been out with this girl once, and I think she's a bit weird.
Something's
not quite right with her.
When did you go out with her?
A couple of days ago.
Right, just on one date, yeah?
Yeah, just on one date, but she's like a bit weird.
Okay, tell me why you think she might be weird.
She calls her dad daddy. It's kind of like a...
Right.
I don't know, it's kind of
hang
like...
a second, how old is this girl?
she's 23, so
oh,
she's a bit weird.
Phew!
Okay.
Right. Right.
I think she gives the impression that her family are, like, a bit well-connected, if you know what I mean.
Right. But so she calls her dad daddy.
So she's posh?
Yeah, a bit. She lives in quite a big house, and then she's got loads of cats as well, and refers to herself as their mummy, which is, again, a bit weird.
So does she talk to the cats?
Yeah, she sort of speaks to them quite a lot.
Right.
They kind of respond to her as well, which is kind of weird.
Well, like a sort of come to mummy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or mummy's going to get your din-dins.
Yeah.
Well, the cats talk back.
Sometimes, yeah.
Stupid.
Are you going out with Dr. Doolittle?
I think that'd be less dangerous.
Can I just stop you right there, please?
Yeah.
Right? Are you saying that this girl has talking cats?
No.
But they're just meowing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just meowing.
Oh, that's really
she's
weird.
She's making up conversations in her head.
Is she? I've met girls like that before.
Have you?
Yeah, they go like, what Tibbles is saying to me there is that he's hungry. Just, no, he's just meowing.
That's exactly how it is.
Yeah. And she refers to herself when she's talking to them as mummy.
Yeah, as their mummy.
That's weird.
Yeah. What do you think, then? Is she dangerous? Should I avoid her?
Yes.
Oh, would you? I just think she's a bit posh.
A bit posh?
Yeah.
Do you like a posh girl?
The posh girls refer to themselves as mummy with their cat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't really know about that.
We've got a lot of posh listeners, we should ask.
Yeah.
Is the daddy thing wrong, do you think, Chopper?
No, sir, no, that's why I think posh people do that. Posh people still
and
refer...
Daddy.
Still refer, particularly girls still refer, I think, to mummy and daddy, no matter how old they are.
Mm. You know what Laura calls her boyfriend? She'll kill me for this because she's not here. She calls him Pops. Now, that's wrong, isn't it?
She calls her boyfriend Pops?
Mm. I've heard her do it on the phone.
Nothing that goes on in that family really surprises me anymore, to be honest.
That's weirder than calling your dad daddy.
Yeah,
calling your boyfriend Pops.
Yeah.
What's that about?
That's very strange.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, have you heard this thing about Paris Hilton?
Well, which thing?
Not that.
A boob job?
No. One of Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan's friends, because she's such a good friend, has put all of their contact details on her MySpace page. This has happened to her before, hasn't it, Paris Hilton?
Like, what, things appearing on websites?
No, I think her phone number's been given out before.
Oh, right.
So we've called it, obviously. And surprisingly, her mailbox, Paris Hilton's mailbox, is full at the moment.
A mailbox belonging to... is full and cannot accept new messages at this time. To page this person, press 5 now, or please try again later.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. So that's what you get when you phone Paris Hilton's phone. And mailbox is full at the moment.
That's definitely Paris Hilton's.
That is definitely her phone. Did it say, if you want to page this person, press 5?
Yeah.
Who uses a pager? Apart from doctors.
Maybe she's becoming a district nurse or something.
What was the point of pagers?
I don't know. I never really understood them. I was more a fax man myself.
Didn't you have to phone, like, some kind of line and then tell them your message for the other person to get them to get in contact with you? It's all very complicated.
I don't know.
Why not just phone them on your mobile phone?
I don't know. I don't know how pagers work.
Well, anyway, we have paged Paris. We pressed 5. And I'm not sure if she has a pager with her at the moment, but we've given her the studio number in here.
Oh, right.
So we'll let you know what happens. Now, obviously her mailbox is full at the moment, but imagine the kind of messages she would have got on there. Similar, I think, to the ones that we got on our answer phone when we pretended to give out one of Girls Aloud's number on the air. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we got messages like this.
Hi there, lovely. It's me, Chris. You met me the other night at a pub. If you can call me back, please, on 7-5. That'd be great. Perhaps we could get out for a date sometime. Cheers. Bye.
Did we say it was Sarah Harding's number that we accidentally gave out?
I think
the number?
Yes, that's. Just she was see, the most likely. Just what to we see,
just to see what kind of messages we'd get. See, this is the kind of message that is clogging up Paris's answer phone right now.
I love you. Hi, baby, it's me. You know, it's give swing back. Cheers.
A couple of chances on there, weren't there?
Hey there, give me a call.
Gotta give it a go, haven't you?
My favourite message that we got.
Hi, can you give me a call back, please, as long as it's not Nicola?
Podcast. Radio
1. Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Craig. It's about your previous call, a date that he went on, talking to a cat.
Yeah, and she calls herself Mummy.
Yes, yeah. It's my current girlfriend of 5 years... She's made a MySpace page for our cats. I had no idea this was happening. And,
when did you find this out?
About a month ago.
Seriously?
Yes, it's slightly odd. And yes,
get out of it right now, Craig. Craig.
I have threatened the relationship.
Good. Seriously.
I think it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the most embarrassing thing is that she's put pictures up, and I'm in somebody's pictures, and she refers to me as Daddy to the cats.
Oh, no. So yeah. She's gone to the trouble of making a MySpace for your cats.
Yeah, and everything is written in first person, as if the cats have gone onto the computer and written the answers themselves.
No, seriously, run as fast as you can, Craig.
I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to...
Oh, I think you've done it. No.
Just pack up and leave.
Just leave her. Leave her with the cats. What? Give me an example of, like, when she's writing as one of the cats, what kind of thing does it say?
It says, I love it when Mummy gives me fish for my tea, as it's yummy. Sort of things like that, you know, what their favourite food is and what their favourite toys are. And, you know, they like to say that they like their squeaky mouse the most. Yeah.
Good luck with that, Craig.
I think it's appropriate music.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But there are more as well. There are people that comment on these pictures.
Oh,
what are the cats?
As cats.
Well, there's people. A whole lot online community of talking cats.
Yes. We're seeing there are other cats that talk in first person, saying, "Oh, you look really pretty in your photo. How do you get such a shiny coat?"
Scott Mills. Craig, get out of the relationship now.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
CSS, Let's Make Love on Radio 1. I love that.
They're all girls, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very nice. Can't go wrong with Brazilian ladies.
You know, Brazilian girls?
Yeah.
Do they do, you know that thing that girls do, Brazilians?
Yeah.
Do Brazilians have them?
Yeah, because that's where it came from, isn't it? It'd be like
it would be called
having a pole if it came from Poland. That was a wrong country to choose, I suppose. But no, it comes from Brazil.
Okay,
of course it does because they all wear those like bikini thong things. So that's why they have to have a Brazilian.
What are they, hairy women?
I don't.
Brazilian girls.
I think they're just like any other woman.
Oh, I'm just asking.
Imagine.
Right?
But when you wear a bikini, you don't want anything. So
Brazilian girls do have actual Brazilians.
Yes, yeah. Okay. That's where it comes from.
All right.
Why else would it be known as a Brazilian?
I'm just asking. Imagine you're in church.
I might struggle here.
All right. Or in school assembly.
Again, I might.
Okay.
I'll go back to church.
Right. Round your grand's house.
Yeah. Oh, right. No.
No? Not that either?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That happened only recently.
I'm really sorry.
How dare you?
Okay. But other people, I imagine one of those scenarios, right?
Yeah.
And the phone rings. What's the worst possible thing that could come out of your phone? That's right. It's Chappers kissing an animal. Loads of people wanted this as a download, and now that is a reality.
It is.
Yes, it is. You can have that on your phone right now.
Why would you do that?
Some people will. If you go to the mobile site, what you do, if you've got WAP on your phone, is you text the word MOBILE to 81199. If you've got WAP, and only if you've got WAP, you can now get that as the noise that your phone makes when people ring you, or as your message alert. If you don't want Chopper, you can have Laura having an apple shot off her head.
Oh my God.
So it's your choice. You can have Chappers or you can have Laura on your phone. Right, we've had a letter. This show has had a letter. When was the last time we got a letter?
I don't think I've ever had a letter here.
Right, this got hand-delivered today and got put on my desk.
What?
Read that.
To the Scott Miles show crew, grow up.
That's all it says. It wasn't through the post.
Hand-delivered.
I think it might be the boss.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
There's a whole online community of cats that I didn't know about, did you?
No, I didn't, no.
Blimey.
No.
So people are now texting in on 81199 and they're talking as if they are a cat. There's been some things on this show today that really freaked me out.
So there's all this talk from people pretending to be cats in amongst a debate on the text about Brazil and Brazilians.
Mm. Dave goes to Brazil every year and he can vouch that they definitely do have them in Brazil.
But somebody has called us Pratt and said that the reason they're called Brazilians is because it's shaped like Brazil. So I've done a bit of research on the countries, that is, and Brazil actually looks like you would imagine it would look before any kind of treatment. And the only thing that looks like a Brazilian is chili. So you could call it chili, right. Which again is ironic because
it would be chili, wouldn't it?
Because you would be chili because there'd be less to keep you warm. Radio 1. Have we cleared that up?
Do you get paid for this?
That's educational, that. We're here
it
to
looks
educate.
Up a map of chili.
Yeah. And it's a lot. It doesn't matter, anyway.
Right, it's 6:32. Here's George. She's got a cat, haven't you, George?
Yes, I have.
I wondered what you were going to ask her. You've got a chili.
I've got a lovely cat, thank you.
And what's her name? Cassius.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you on MySpace pretending to be Cassius?
No, no, I wouldn't do that. That's just sad.
But you have got a voice, haven't you? That you do.
Yeah,
do
kind
that for
of.
Us now. Go on.
No, he talks French.
What?
He kind of talks in a... This is making me seem really stupid. I'm a serious news journalist.
No, George, there are other people...
Like,
did you not hear that last caller? Yeah. There are other people like you out there.
Yeah,
it's
but
fine.
They're not serious news journalists. He says things like, good morning, why you give me these disgusting chunks? Should I just go?
Actually,
is that
yeah.
when you're feeding him?
Yeah.
All right.
That's at breakfast time.
And he talks to you in French?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I've heard
you.
It all now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Libby. What? Can you tell me what's going on, please?
Right, we're doing your call at the moment, love, where people, like, they text in and records get played.
Yeah, no, I've just been told that my guy was on and moaning about me being a psycho.
Right. Who's your boyfriend, then?
It's Craig from Somerset, the one who sounds like a farmer's son.
All right. And what have you heard that he's been saying?
Well, apparently he's moaning about the fact that I made a MySpace page for our cat. But I'm pretty sure he's just jealous because they've got more friends than he has.
Hmm. The thing is, do you go on there pretending to be the actual cat?
No.
And do you get friends for your cat from other people pretending to be cats?
Well, yeah, there's quite a lot of people on from America that are pretending to be cats, and it's quite weird.
And you do that as well, don't you?
No, I try not to encourage it.
But you do it.
Well, I'll just...
Do you comment them as a cat?
Maybe once in a while I'll go along.
Okay, yeah, he was just on saying that it's a bit weird, really.
It's not that weird. I'm sure he's just jealous, really. Yeah. Anyway, it's all a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He was quite happy with it, and we said you sound like a lovely couple, and yeah. that
and
you'll probably be
going
together
out 5
forever.
Years now, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, yeah.
We said it was make it last.
Made to last. That's what we said.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.